May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In all the places where Bracken read where the word worry is actually the word anxious. There's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different times in those verses, he's talking about being free from anxiety. Luke and I, and we're talking yesterday about somebody that had struggled with anxiety a lot. And if you know anything about my testimony, that when I first gave my life to the Lord, I was suffering from clinical anxiety and the clinical depression it brings. Indwelling all of us is this law of sin. You and I are new creations in Christ, and we partake of His divine nature. But we still have a fallen body that we're going to have to get a new one day, and so it's still, the fact that our body still dies is one of the evidences that this law of sin still lives in our members, the Scripture says. It's like a spiritual virus. But as long as we abide in Christ, the virus is kept in check because Christ is stronger. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set us free from the law of sin and death. He's like the antidote. But for me, all of our flesh life looks different. When you walk out to the flesh, you may have particular weaknesses that show up more. It could be controlling, it could be anger, it could be whatever. For me, it was fear and anxiety. And so if I don't abide in Christ, even after all these decades, and I stay in that condition long enough of not abiding in Christ, then what rises to the top is the virus. And in my life, most of the time, it'll take the form of fear and anxiety. And so I know that the problem is I'm not taking my medicine. I'm not abiding in Jesus. I'm not trusting Him. But the fact that that's what my flesh is like is an encouragement to me. It's like a crook on the shepherd's staff. It reminds me. God causes all things to work together for good. It reminds me to keep leaning into Jesus, to keep abiding. It's a great scripture in Psalm 37. This meant a lot to me for years and years and years. It says in verse 7, "Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Fret not yourself because of him who prospers in his ways. Cease from anger, forsake wrath. Fret not, it only leads to evil doing." And I found that to be true. Though when I'm walking in anxiety, I end up doing a lot of things that I shouldn't do. Try to control, get frustrated, get angry, because I'm anxious. Fretting leads to evil doing, but the first verses of this chapter 37, I think, are just really powerful. It starts off with, "Fret not yourself." That's, again, the word for anxiety. "Because of evildoers, be not envious towards wrongdoers, for they will wither quickly like the grass and fade like the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good." In other words, just trust the Lord and do what He says. Take the next step in obedience. "Dwell in the land and feed on His faithfulness. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord, trust also in Him, and He will do it." I love this when it says, "Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart." And so sometimes we interpret that to mean, okay, just focus on the desires of your heart, and God will give that to you. No, He says, delight yourself in the Lord, and He'll give you the desires of your heart. In other words, there may be desires in your heart, but that can't be the thing that consumes you. He must be what consumes you. And if He consumes you, and then that's the most important thing, in that your focus isn't the desires of your heart, though you pray for those things, you know what I'm saying? But your focus is, I'm just going to delight myself in the Lord, and nothing's going to change that. Even if the desires of my heart doesn't seem to be happening, or it's not happening the way I want it to, or not happening what I want it to, I'm going to delight. That's the commitment. I'm going to delight myself in the Lord. There's a blessing that comes with that, but that's what I'm focused on. That's never going to change. But I love this one. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He will do it. The word "it" is in italics because it's not supposed to be there. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He will do. Now, how He does it's His business, not yours. And when He does it, it's not necessarily your business, but His. My spiritual father used to tell me, this is where Christians get in trouble, as they get focused on the itites. And that becomes a stumbling block. You know, there are the Girgashites and the Perizzites and all those ones that they fought in Canaan. But he used to say, but the most dangerous ones are the Hittites. Because we'll commit our way to the Lord, but instead of trusting Him, we then become anxious about how He's going to do it or when He's going to do it. The answer to anxiety isn't by trying to stop being anxious. The answer to anxiety is to keep my focus on delighting in Him, committing my way to Him, and then trusting Him to do, and leaving the rest to Him. Then I won't get anxious about the desires of my heart. I'm just going to keep delighting in Him. I'm just going to keep feeding on His faithfulness. I know He'll be faithful. And I'm just going to commit my way to Him, trust Him, and just trust Him. I'm going to trust Him. I'm going to delight in Him. I'm going to trust Him. That's really the biblical solution to anxiety. Delight in Him, trust Him, and leave the doing part to Him. Don't get tripped up by the itites. Can anybody relate to that? Both hands up for me. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.